Coach, gosh, what a heartbreaker of a loss for you guys, but two six-plus-minute scoring droughts right tonight, the difference in this game.
Yeah, you know, some of the same issues you saw against the Randall team as far as length giving us trouble, us being a little too passive against the length sometimes when they compacted into a zone, and, you know, just too many mental mistakes. You know, you talk about those droughts, and we had some ugly droughts, but at the same time, some pretty nice runs. We gotta find a way to sustain those and avoid the droughts.
Yeah, and you had the run in the first quarter of 9-0, and then in that third quarter, you guys go on that 16-2 run, find yourselves from down 5 to up 9, and you think maybe when guys were up 9 late in that third quarter, maybe a little bit of relaxing with that 9-point lead?
Yeah, and I don't think it's so much a relaxing from a standpoint of not playing hard, but just mentally. You know, sometimes you take a step back and catch your breath, and you lose your focus. And, you know, we had a few series there, you know, one at the end of the first half where we had, I think, three consecutive strips and balls rolling off of our leg where we have three empty possessions in a row where you could have possibly gone into the breakup, you know, 6, 7, 8 points instead of two. And then, again, we had, you know, some series there where we never even got into our sets. We'd have, you know, whatever the cause, one or two people just on a different page, not running what we're trying to run, and empty possessions there. And so, you know, we talked about it in the locker room. We've got a good team. We definitely have room to grow. We can have a solid season, but, you know, we don't have the firepower that we've had, you know, maybe in some past years. And so the room for error is a little smaller. We got to be a little more sharp mentally.
And once again, assistant coach Alex Hutchins joining us here post-game. Beavers dropping a tough one here tonight, 47-43. In that fourth quarter, it seemed like it was kind of one of those, kind of a controversial change there when Hugerton was up to going into drive in. It looked like it was an offensive foul, and then they kick it out for that three. And, you know, that was kind of a deflating moment as well a little bit for Scott City, just trying to play catch up, all of a sudden down two, a tough one, and then being down five at that moment.
Yeah, you know, there were a few situations there. We look like we step in for a charge and take that and don't get it, and they get a bucket. Another situation at half court where it looked like the kid might have caught the ball on his hip or palmed it. But at the same time, you can't look at those and say that they determine the game, because, like we said, we just had, you know, multiple droughts of almost half a quarter with no bucket. I mean, you can help yourself out a lot right there if you just take care of business and don't let those droughts happen.
You had some good play time tonight on defense as well. I thought your team rotated, did really well guarding the Leininger kid. And he had 2 points in the first half. He had him frustrated, and then he just took charge and had 5 baskets in a row, and then the and one at 13. But those are very hard-earned 13 points, and that's a heck of a player for Hugerton.
Yeah, he's got a pretty nice skill set down at the low post, and he's a physical kid. We did a pretty nice job for the most part getting the help side, not letting them throw the lob pass in there. But again, sometimes it felt like, you know, we get called on a foul here or there when we're trying to help down, and we're not getting as many whistles on our end. But, you know, you can't complain about the defense too much when you hold a team like that to 47 points. What it comes down to is, you know, executing your offense and knocking down some shots. Because, you know, if we say before the game we hold them to 47, I think we gotta roll with that. Offensively, we just got to put the ball in the hoop.
And they came in averaging 60 points a game, and by far their lowest point total of the year. But a tough setback here. But you know what? It's a long season to go. I knew it's going to be kind of a bumpy road in the early going, and guys have that 2.5 week break overall, but you'll probably have 1 week of no practice and then come back at it hard and get ready for the 16 game stretch in January and February.
Yep, you know, not one that you like to take, but at the same time, you know, maybe this one stews a little bit. That doesn't ruin anyone's holidays, but hopefully lights a little fire to where, you know, you come back after that break and get after it with, you know, some things in mind to improve on.
47-43, tough loss. Once again, Coach, thanks for joining me here. Have a good break, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, thanks, Adam.